From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he disagrees with calls for the U.S. to pull out of Afghanistan. Gates says critics need to give the administration's new strategy for the region more time. From the Pentagon, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
This week has brought new polls showing declining public support for the war effort in Afghanistan, as well as calls from both the right and the left to reduce U.S. troop levels there instead of continuing to ramp them up. At a Pentagon news briefing, Secretary Gates insisted the U.S. now has the right strategy for Afghanistan. He urged patience, noting that General Stanley McChrystal, the new U.S. and NATO commander, only arrived in Afghanistan in June. And Gates noted not all of the military and civilian forces that have been authorized are in place yet. Those forces may continue to grow. General McChrystal is widely expected to submit a request for more U.S. troops in the coming weeks. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, The Pentagon.
The U.S. government regulations that govern Cuban Americans' dealings with their relatives have officially been changed. The Treasury Department is loosening restrictions in line with new policies announced earlier this year by President Obama. More from NPR's Tom Gelton.
In April, President Obama said he'd lift limitations on how often Cuban Americans could visit relatives in Cuba and how much money they could send back to the island. The goal, he said, was to promote more family contact. But to put the changes into practice, the Treasury Department had to rewrite federal regulations. That's now happened. Cuban Americans can visit close relatives as often as they'd like for as long as they'd like. They can send their relatives money as much and as frequently as they want. With one exception, some members of the Cuban Communist Party are not to be helped. The new regulations also allow the use of U.S. cell phones in Cuba, so Cuban Americans can send their relatives phones to use for calling the United States. The Cuban government, however, has to approve that change. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Fire crews are reporting major progress in bringing what has been described as the largest wildfire in Southern California history under control. Officials now say the so-called station fire, which covers more than 140,000 acres, is roughly 40% contained. The fire continues to threaten some areas. Tom Snyder is a ranch owner who was told by a sheriff's deputy to evacuate.
They said we got to get out of there like right now. The fire just came over the top of the mountain, the ridge. And it's, like, really, really close.
The fire, which has been burning for 8 days now, has destroyed more than 60 homes and claimed the lives of two firefighters. The nation's service sector showed some signs of improvement last month. The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index was up 2 points, though the overall reading shows the service sector continuing to shrink. Any number below 50 denotes contraction in the service sector, while a reading above 50 denotes expansion. Last month's reading was 48.4. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 63 points today. This is NPR. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley is throwing her hat into the ring for a run for the vacant Senate seat left by the death of Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. Coakley, a 20-year veteran prosecutor, said today she'll be a Democratic candidate in an upcoming special election to fill the seat. The 56-year-old Coakley, with her announcement, becomes the most prominent candidate to officially declare, though several others, including former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, have said they also might consider a campaign. Senator Kennedy died last week at the age of 77 after a more than year-long battle with brain cancer. The Federal Aviation Administration is asking airlines to replace a piece of jet equipment that is suspected of playing a role in this summer's Air France crash. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The piece of equipment is an airspeed sensor, and the FAA's order affects the two U.S. airlines that fly the same kind of plane that crashed, the Airbus A330. Delta Airlines and U.S. Airways have been told to replace the sensors within 120 days. The two airlines operate a total of 43 jets that will require the modification. The FAA says there have been several reports that the sensors can become blocked at high altitudes in stormy weather and begin to provide inaccurate information about air pressure and speed. That, in turn, can cause the plane's computer or its pilot to take inappropriate action. Investigators are looking into whether that's what caused the June 1st crash of Air France Flight 447, which killed 228 people. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
And this just in, the U.S. Forest Service says arson has been ruled as the cause of the wildfire north of Los Angeles that killed two firefighters. Deputies have now launched a homicide investigation. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.